I believe in working together in this, but I had something on my heart, and I was trying my best just to shake it off. I said, no, I don't want to preach that, Lord. Some messages when the Lord gives me, I don't want to preach it. And that's a scary thought just to think about that, because it's the Word of God. It can cut, coming and going. I'm not coming here to fight or argue or anything with anybody, not to hurt anybody, but I'm trying to come to help you. The book of Corinthians, the 5th chapter, that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to jump over into the Galatians. I may read 2 verses over here. I want to help somebody tonight.
That's what the Word's to do, to help.
1 Corinthians, if you would like to stand, the 5th chapter, starting at the 6th verse, and I'll read down. The 4th verse, read down maybe to the 6th. It says, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye have gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the key scripture I wanted to point out. It says, deliver such as one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Let me read that verse again. It says, deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of Lord Jesus. That destruction is the key word there. Destruction of the flesh. If you ever think about it, you go out into the cities and there's construction going on. Somewhere maybe they're building a big tie tower or building area there, and they're destruction. They're making it up. But destruction is taking it down. They're pulling it away. They're demolishing it. They're taking down that building. But here it says destruction of the flesh. How many know that we need to crucify the flesh? Be able to walk in the Spirit.
That's right.
Turn over to the book of Galatians. Fifth chapter of Galatians. 16th verse. I'll read down maybe to the 25th. 16th verse says, then I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot hear the things that you would. They're talking about here the Spirit and the flesh is contrary to one another. They fight, basically, against each other. How many know flesh can get into your prayer life? Flesh can hinder your prayer life. It can hinder going to church. It can hinder you from reading your word. Flesh tells you don't pray. Flesh tells you don't read. Flesh tells you don't go to church. And that's what the problem with the churches today. We're getting more flesh in the churches. How many know that? Think about what the flesh brings here. It says, but if we be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. How many know that? When you sin, you're under the law. You're standing against the law when you sin. But if you're led of the Spirit, you can't sin. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. This is one I hear is really key. Idolatry. How many know what idolatry is? You can read in the Bibles where they set up these idols, and they would set up these kings that would make a decree or an image, a golden image. And then people of that city would bow down to that image. They was given over to that idol. How many know that that's going on in the churches today? There's people out there that are worshiping other gods today. It may not be somebody called Buddha, but it can be something that's taken away from your prayer life. I thought about if you got a job, you're blessed to have a job. But when your job becomes before the prayer, your job becomes before the church, it's a How many know that? Don't get me wrong. There's many things that's in that's out there that ain't sin. There's many things out there that's not in the Bible that isn't sin. But if you put it before God, it becomes sin.
That's right.
Ain't that right?
That's right. Sure.
Witchcraft. Hatred. Ain't that moving in the churches today? Hatred. So-and-so's like this and so-and-so's like that. What's wrong with the churches today? It's because there's no peace among us today. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
I'm not trying to be in hatred. You may see my tone as being hatred. But I want to be able to tackle these things that's going on in the churches. I'm not saying it's going on in this church. Maybe there's some of it that is. Fairness. Humiliation. Wrath. How many know what's going on today? Wrath. People arguing and bickering between each other. Brother Paul knew that this was going to happen between the Galatians. That's why he wrote it. But how many know that the men was moved on by the Holy Ghost, knowing that this would happen later on? It's going on in our churches today. There's wrath going between people. Strife, sedentions, heresies, envies. It's right here. You know there's more than one way to kill. Brother Jeff, I can take out and go gun and shoot you and kill you physically. But with my tongue, I can kill you spiritually. And that's what's going on in the churches today.
Amen.
People are killing each other.
That's right. That's right.
Drunkenness. Revelings. And such like this, which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, they that which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It cuts it out, don't it? Basically tells us if you do these things, you won't go to heaven. You won't make it.
That's right.
That's serious, ain't it? 22. Now it talks about the good stuff. Talks about what we need to have. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. How many know it's important to be meek? Temperance. Against us there is no law. And they that are Christ that's crucified, there it goes, Christ crucified the flesh with the affections of the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Envying one another cuts out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, so-and-so, and so brother sold this, sold this, and he's got this, and he's got that, and why can't I have it? He's envying. You're envying. Going in the churches today. You ask me, Brother Dylan, how can you walk in the Spirit? Praying. Crucifying that flesh.
Yeah.
When you walk in the Spirit, earnestly with God, that flesh, it's hard for it to rise up against the Spirit.
Right.
Because the Spirit is stronger than the flesh. Flesh will say don't pray. Flesh will tell you not to read the Word. Flesh will tell you not to go to church. But it's time for us to get on fire for God today.
Amen.
It's time for us to get rid of this flesh today and live more in the Spirit of God today. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
When God sent that Spirit down, that sweet Holy Ghost, there's something about it that has a device that works with it. How do you know if it's got a condemner? If there's something that you're doing in your life and you feel that tug and say, I know this is wrong. The Holy Ghost is dealing with you to get rid of it.
That's
right. The Bible says if the right hand offend thee, pluck it off. I'm trying to help you.
Help me, Lord.
Maybe there was something in that that I had in my life that was taking my prayer life away. And I searched and searched. I said, Lord, you show me what I need to get rid of today that I can be able to get more of a prayer life in my life today. And I had to get rid of it, Brother Bruce. And that's something that maybe you'll have to do today.
That's
if there's something that's taken away from your prayer life, you get rid of it.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe it's been about a year ago. I was here at this church. Prophet came to me and said, Saul, if you don't pray like you know how to pray, you'll fall into a trap.
Yeah.
Brother Bruce, I still, even though that prophet told me and warned me that I must pray, that I must fall down and offer prayer.
Yeah.
I let down on my prayer life, and the devil come right in and set a trap right before me. And Brother Jeff, I walked right into that trap, and Brother Jeff, it brought me way down, and I weeped, and I weeped, and I weeped, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I felt that I couldn't get a hold of God anymore. And if you ever felt that feeling, it's the most scary feeling that you could ever have. But I try to warn you today, get rid of something that's dragging you down. Get rid of it. The Bible says if the right hand offend thee, pluck it off. If the eye offend thee, pluck it out.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, That's right.
If you ever think about it,
going back in, you're just going to sit there. You just watch.
Don't be hurt at me. Don't be offended. But I don't know if it gets different denominations.
No, we just want to preach the word.
But if you ever do a history of the Church of God, it's a denomination. At one point in time, Brother Roger, they believed in holiness standards. They believed in strict holiness standards. But then they started to grasp away from the Spirit. They started to walk more into the flesh. And now I'm just going to give you an example. Look at the Church of God today. It's because they backed up from the standard. They let flesh get into their preaching. They let flesh get into their praying. And what's going to happen to the churches of the Holiness Movement? If we let flesh in our church movement today, what's going to be seen 20 years from now? But if we can get a hold of the Spirit of God, start dwelling in our hearts today, and get on a more of a prayer life, and be able to instruct the flesh today, our saints of God can be more holy and stand for a holiness standard today. What about that, folks? Let's not walk in the flesh, but walk in the Spirit.
Yeah, saying that you crucified that flesh.
David, how many know King David was one of the noble men? He was in favor of God. But somewhere between that line, Brother Bruce, maybe he slacked up on his prayer life. And he began to look at a woman bathing, Bathsheba, in the pool. And he began to lust after her. And then he made her husband sit on the front line of a battle to be killed so he could take her as his wife. Somewhere there, he let flesh start to get into his body today. He let flesh get into his prayer life. He let flesh get into his soul today. And the Spirit wasn't able to contain him because the flesh overcame him.
Right.
And he fell in sin.
That's right.
He fell in sin. And you can read in the Book of Psalms, Sister Tasha, where he wept and he cried and he felt that he had nowhere with God.
Yes.
What about that? Have you ever been there when the Lord has told you, you better pray, you better pray, and you slacked up on your praying, and then you fell, and ain't the sorrow of falling so sad, so sad.
That's right. That's right.
the sixth chapter, first verse. Maybe I'll try to close. Let Clark get up. Wherever else has it. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. How many know if he was overtaken in fault, he wasn't spiritual, Stacy? Restore such a to one the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. If you see a brother that's struggling with something, a temptation, remember to help him. Encourage him. Lift him up. Don't beat him down. Don't judge him, come out of the church house, but help him. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, it says, there hath no temptation taken you, such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you be tempted above that you're able, but also with the temptation also make your way for your escape, that you may be able to bear it. He gives you an opportunity that he would help you with the temptation. If the devil's sending you a temptation, if it's drugs, or if it's alcohol, or it's gambling, lean to the Lord and trust in him, and he'll help you with the temptation. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted and was able. He was tempted in every way. So he knows what you're going through. So if you lean to him tonight, he'll help you. Maybe I'll say this and try to close. Clark don't have anything, Bruce. I struggled with the temptation for a long time. I could not, and we will say what it is. But I struggled with this so long. I prayed and I've cried and I've cried and cried for it, for the Lord to help me, to deliver me. And believe it or not, the Lord helped me. Do I still be tempted of it? Yes. But the Lord can help you.
That's right.
The Lord can help you. If you'll just trust him and lean to him.
Yeah.
He's our comforter. He's our helper. Just lay with the fault. Don't lean to the flesh. But lean to the Spirit.
Right.
You say, well, Brother Dylan, it's so hard. It's so hard to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. Yes, it's a battle. It's a battle. Wow. The fight against this flesh. The flesh will say you're too tired to pray. The flesh will say you're too tired to read. The flesh will say you're too tired to go to church. Just think about it. Is it worth losing your soul over? Is it worth going to hell over? No. Let's walk in the Spirit. Brother Bruce. Clark. I feel like making an altar.
I thought he done a good job. Let me say this.